Time now for the Appleton Public Library Show with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Warm enough for you?
It's way too hot for me. I mean, you and I, we like our cooler temperatures, right?
That's right.
Anyway, but you know, it's summer, it's Minnesota. You have to take the good with the bad.
The wind lately, especially last Sunday, was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, you saw a lot of branches, a lot of things on the ground.
Yep.
Just kind of unreal. I don't know. It just makes you wonder, but I've been, you know, I walk at night now because it's so hot.
Yep.
And the breezes have been pretty decent, at least in the evenings, even with this heat and everything. But what can you say? Like I said, it's Minnesota.
That's right.
Anyway, and
all right, why don't you tell us with the COVID pandemic still going on, what is happening or what's not happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we are open for curbside pickup, but our building is closed to the public. So that's kind of deceiving in a sense. So what I'm saying is you can give us a call, and we'd love for you to call us, and then tell us what you would like. You know, we'll put materials together for you, and then we arrange a time that you're coming to town, and then you can pick up your materials. And so you can either order online, you can call us up, and we can help you with whatever you're looking for. And then, like I said, that is one level of what we're doing is with the curbside pickup for materials. Another thing we did is we have computer time by appointment. So you can give us a call and then say that we'd like to come in, I'd like to come in and use the computer at 1 o'clock on Tuesday or Thursday or whatever time. And we meet you at the door, and you can come in and use the computer for 1 hour. But you have to be age 17 and older, and there's just a bunch of different rules. And if you check our website and Facebook page, you'll see all these different rules and regulations with it. And it's to be essential business of some sort. And that is another level of service that we're able to offer. Another thing that we are doing is we are still offering our coloring sheets on Wednesdays. If people are interested, we can arrange a curbside pickup for those. Steve Sterud is still available to help with computer and tech questions. He's willing to do that over the phone or over an electronic digital format meeting. We are also offering a summer reading program, per se, for kids age 4 to 18. All there is, you don't really register for anything. What you do is you check out a book or materials. You check out our kits because we put together a variety of different things each week. We have something available that you can pick up for your kids to work on and do at home. We also post a lot of digital things. And then we just have right now this Towel Bunny curbside pickup craft with step-by-step instructions for adults. They pick up this bag. It's got all the things. Plus, there's a link off of our Facebook with a video on how to put this thing together. We offer a Wi-Fi hotspot outside our library so that's available 24/7. And then we still are having our book club that's going to meet now on the 29th of June.
Okay.
And we believe we're going to be doing that outside in a park.
Oh, wow.
I know. So that is something that we're going to be doing. We're reading The Secret Gift. Anyway, it's by Ted Goff. And so we do have some copies of that available in case anyone's interested. And, you know, we always have the little free libraries that I stock each and every week to make sure that there's a lot of things that are in them, and that's at our campground that's downtown, in case you just really want to, you know, pick something out yourself since we're still not open. We've got a lot of digital things available on our website as well as on Facebook. And don't forget, we've got downloadables. I have people of all ages that call me up and say, I have an iPad, I have a Kindle, I have this, and I want to read books on it. And so we have this app called Livy or Overdrive where people are able to put books on these devices and read them in electronic format. Mm-hmm. There's also magazines on there as well as audiobooks. So the library still has a lot of things that are available. The downside is we just are not open to the public yet, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen. We have a twofold situation. You know, one, of course, is we are in a multiplex building, so the city of Appleton has to kind of decide when some of that stuff can occur. And then we also have the level of what our library system is going to allow. And even though I miss customers, Paul, I miss them so much. I miss all of our customers. That's why sometimes our phone conversations last a little longer because, you know, we just need to touch base with people.
That's right.
And that's okay. You know, we're human. We just need to talk to each other.
And I know you. You're a people person.
I am. I know. It's kind of funny, but I really miss our customers.
That's
so
right.
So I want people to know that we do really miss them.
Yep.
And we've, you know, we're trying to come up with different ways that we can reach out to people. And like I said, we're offering a lot of make and take things that you can arrange a curbside pickup. And so far, we've had quite a few families take advantage of it. We are working on, in fact, we're going to be offering a popcorn and a movie event that people can call us up and say, sure, pick out a couple of movies from me and I'd like 4 popcorn. And we're doing that now this week, too. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. And we've got some other things kind of planned as well that there's a few things that need to fall into place. But keep listening to the show. Keep in touch with us. Call us, you know, 289-1681, because we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to help you with your library needs.
Okay. And the Facebook page, you really do a good job of keeping that up to date, too, Cindy.
I try, because that's another level of how we can reach out to people. I mean, we've got, you know, this wonderful radio show, and you know, thanks to KLQP for letting us do this, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, we've got an article in the newspaper that's in every week. We've got our Facebook page. We've got our website. I do a monthly newsletter with different information that can be sent to you electronically, or you can pick up a print copy. We try to get the word out, mm-hmm. but, you know, no matter what you do, you just don't always reach everyone. So people, share that with people. Let them know that libraries are still here. Just, you'll have to pick up the phone and call us, because until we open our doors, that's just the best way to get a hold of all of us.
Okay. Well, let's move into our little segment. What are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there are a lot of new materials and new books out there, and there's some pretty decent, some pretty good ones, I should say. The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett is the lives of twin sisters who run away from a Southern black community at age 16 and diverge as one returns and the other takes on a different racial identity, but their fates intertwine. So quite an interesting read. The Guest List by Lucy Foley is a wedding between a TV star and a magazine publisher on an island off the coast of Ireland turns deadly. And The Lies That Bind by Emily Giffen is when the new man in her life disappears on 9/11, the budding reporter Cecily Gardner questions what she knew about him. And then new nonfiction is The United States of Socialism by Dinesh D'Souza is a conservative commentator makes his case that identify politics are woven into what he considers a socialism in America. Interesting. And Humankind by Rutger Bregman is the author of Utopia for Realists, explains why he believes humans are kind, cooperative, and trusting. I think I could be friends with that person because I want to believe those things too. So if you've got a favorite author or someone that you're kind of waiting to see if they have something new out, or if you're looking for something, we'd love to make book recommendations for people. In fact, I'm doing a lot of it right now, and it's going really well. At least that's what they're telling me, either that or I have a false sense of security or something. I'm not really sure. So keep that in mind, because we do have a lot of things like that are available here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Cindy, for filling us in what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Sure. And keep in mind, we are open our regular hours, which are Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And so keep that in mind, that we are open those regular hours. And make sure you call us at 289-1681. Some people have been Facebook messaging me and things when they want something, and I tried my best to do that. But sometimes when I'm really busy, I don't always see that on my phone. I'm sorry.
Right.
So the phone is probably the best way. But, you know, even if you're not in a hurry, I'm super happy to do this through social media, too. So whatever works for people. So that's what's going on here at the Appleton Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you next time.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.